Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
We all saw last year the movement from Nunes was always going to be a problem for defenders. We always thought he's got good movement, you know, he gets himself into the right areas. If he could just finish, he'd be away, do you know what I mean? He'd be chasing down Haaland's goal tallies. But in that moment, mate, that's your bread and butter. Like, I was screaming on this jeep saying, you've got to finish that. And I said to Steve, it's not even about getting on target, you've got to bury that.
Think it.
Like, you, yes, oh, mate.
Because for me, I think I tweeted, you've got to minimum hit the target. But no, you go further. No, go further. You've
got to score.
Okay.
You've got to score them chances. We've spoke about it in content in recent weeks or in the past, where we said that ball falls to anybody in the box. It could be the 90th minute. Who do you want finishing it? You always say Diogo Jota, yeah, because they're the ones that he hangs his hat on and says, yeah, that's me all day. Nunes needs to get a little bit more of that in him, a little bit more ruthless, because he probably, and he didn't have a whole host of chances today. I noticed that, and it wasn't like he was on the fringes, because, you know, I've already credited his link-up play and his hold-up play was good. But in front of goal, it was few and far between that the ball ended up at his feet. Mm-hmm. So I genuinely thought in that moment, that's your big chance. And it was getting close to the hour mark, and I thought, when you need a winner now, because you've not done it, yeah, you've helped us win a penalty in that, fair play, because you've not done it in front of goal, Klopp might have just looked at that and just thought, yeah, you're going to be the one, and we're going to get Gakpo on, we might have to put Jota on, and we just want to get 3-1. I thought a 2, like, we hadn't even got 2 yet, but I thought we was always going to need 3-1, mm-hmm. And I thought Klopp might have thought, we need to roll the dice here and really try and get a little bit more of our attack going. And in that moment, I thought, oh, that might be writing on the wall for Darwin's day. Turns out I was completely wrong.
And thankfully you were, yeah, because I agree. You know what, in essence, I agree with you. If you kind of take away what happens next, I think you're right. I think that, for me, felt like his moment,
yeah.
And we get into that time in the game whereby Klopp likes to make changes anyway. I think Gakpo and Jota have already been out warming up, so yeah. You're thinking, oh, that could be you, that Darwin. Like, that could be your sort of lasting legacy. And it would have been a shame, really, because he had a decent game.
If that's
what we remember him for, the fact he squandered the big chance, would have been a big, big blow. But it's typical Darwin in the fact that he makes a mess of the easy one. And then, like, I don't know, within a handful of minutes later, he does what he does. And
let's bring it back. Talk about Mac first.
Well, from start to finish, this goal is just out of the very top drawer. And I kind of alluded to it. I think Mikhail's had a really good game in the six. Doing the six stuff as well, I was a little bit critical of him in the build-up about his defensive instincts and the fact he doesn't sense that danger. I think he did that stuff really well today, to be honest. I must give him credit for that. But this is what McAllister's about. This is why we signed Alexis McAllister. And we spoke a moment about sort of unlocking doors. We weren't sure before the game whether Liverpool would have the guile and the sort of the nous to break down what would be a stubborn West Ham side. They were going to sit deep. They were going to make life difficult. But this pass, Errol, like, the pass and the finish are both, like I say, right out the top drawer. They're just outstanding.
Unbelievable. And I said to Steve, you know, I've watched this game 100 times and seen us not get the result because we missed chances like what Darwin's done, and we kick ourselves down the foot, and you look later on in the season and you think to yourself, ah, if we wouldn't have drew at West Ham at home, do you know what I mean? Like, that's the game, really. If we put that to bed, we're 2 extra points closer to whoever at the top at the end of the season, and you have all these permutations just flying around in your head because of those little moments. And we always say, oh, it's fine margins, but when you up the quality of the midfield and you have players, you know, a couple of guys, they, you know, dropped in the super chats before him. I mentioned, you know, if he's going to be in there, the role that McAllister plays, he's going to have to do the quarterback role for us. I think that's how you're probably going to see the most out of him in that position. And he's afforded too much time on the ball. There was never really any pressure on West Ham today. That wasn't really their tact to go for any real high press or anything when our midfielders had the ball or anything like that. but he gets the ball. He has the time. Nunes is not on the shoulder of the last man either. He's a little bit deeper in centrally, but he's always looking at his body movements. He's always on the half, ready to just run. And he just starts to stretch that defence and just etch his way into the box. And as soon as he commits, McAllister just pulls the trigger. And it's glorious because I've been saying it on streams. I've been thinking it for a long time. It's we're counting down the days until a ball just floats over Darwin's head and he just first time whacks it into the back of the net. And I didn't, I've been expecting a thunderbolt, I'm not going to lie, do you know what I mean? Like,
feels closer.
I've been expecting the full thunderbolt and I can see it in my head how it's meant to look, but you couldn't have finished that any other way because he's so close to goal. If you try to lever that from there, you're blazing it over
just
the bar.
Just has to change direction, the ball, doesn't he? It's all he's got to do. Yeah, and he does it perfectly. You know, it's deft. And you don't say deft and Darwin Nunes very often.
That'll probably be the only time. Clip it, because that'll be the only time that we say it, I swear. But it was unbelievable. And he doesn't look at the goal the entire time. His back, he's on his body's the heart. It's half open towards the run. And his eyes, and he's done it. I've seen him do that movement a good 6-7 times already before. And he's never done the execution right. We've just said that. But the movement, he instinctively knows what he needs to do when a ball's floating over his shoulder. And I like that. I like that about him because there's just something when a striker can do that. Kane's done it. Ibrahimovic does it. Lewandowski. They've all got that in their locker. Do you know what I mean? I think when you're a top draw striker, that's your special card, isn't it? That's your finishing move. And he's put all of the pieces together. But as you say, the touch that he gets, he just changes the direction of it and just flicks it away from the keeper.
It's classy. It's fucking classy.
Like, and he knew it. The celebration. Yeah.
It's like not many strikers have got that in them. Like,
in the locker,
even some of the best ones. Like, you got, like, for me, it's like Van Persie-esque. It's a little bit Berbatov-esque, and Tuchel's been particularly like very much. But to do that type of thing, it's not that easy to do. Like that ball coming over the shoulder is a really difficult skill to get right, and he's done it. Like, it's just brilliant, it really is. To watch that ball onto your foot and to get the contact right is really, really outstanding.
I could talk about that goal unpack it for you could get hours worth of content out of that, to be honest.
100%,
mate. He's absolutely smashed it, and there'll be comparison videos of other players that were
Fabinho-esque in it as well.
It really is, mate. And it was a quality goal.
Like I say, we don't see that type of stuff from down.
And I think that was the dagger that really sent West Ham, and he knew at that point then he was up against it.
Well, we've seen it a lot from teams playing against Liverpool. Like, they've been in the game for large parts. I think Aston Villa is probably the one that really weren't. And they've been in the game for a while. All of a sudden, our power and the lads coming off the bench, which happened in this instance as well, they probably just look over and think, how the fuck are they bringing them on? Like, how was Diogo Jota and Cody Gakpo and Ryan Gravenberch coming on to this game?
It's a luxury because the lads that we've got are full of endeavour. They're full of power. They're full of speed. You've got engines on them all. Every single one of them's got an engine now. So your defenders, who predominantly are going to do the 90 minutes, are going to get run into the ground. That's the one thing that this Liverpool team now have got. They've got the ability to run teams into the ground, and it's half of what's helping us win midfield battles more and more. And then when you say, you're going to bring on Jota, then when you say you're going to bring on Gakpo, and then when you say, you're going to bring on Gravenberch, it's just another set of problems that... Yeah. At the start of the match, you might have had the answers for because you were fresh-legged.
Yeah.
Now, when you're weary-legged and you're absolutely blowing out your ass, and you're looking at these new fresh-faced lads that are about to come on, licking their lips, thinking, yeah, go on, I'll have a run at you now.
Yeah.
It's frightening for these teams. And I've been saying, we've got the best front line or the front line options of the league. I've not been worried that we're going to struggle to score goals this season. It's always the defensive. And we've always had question marks around the midfield because we're not... There's not the body of work to really hang your hat and say they're going to be quality for us. There are still defensive questions, but make no mistake, this front five that we can choose from is absolutely frightening because any one of them on the day could be the one. They could be the Grim Reaper for any single team. You can do it single-handedly, you can do it as a collective, you can do it with individual moments of brilliance, but make no mistake, they're the real deal.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.